Kaplan, Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Everybody came out of the dugouts. What are you seeing here, Gordon?
Obviously, context. They're pointing towards T.A. of some sort, and T.A. being so upset means I think he's involved in some way. Yaz was having words, Josh Donaldson having words back, but there was no physical contact.
You know, disrespectful comment. You know, basically, was, you know, trying to call me Jackie Robinson. Like, what's up, Jackie? I don't play like that. I don't really play at all.
Got him at first on a pickoff. Cueto spun, fired, and Bill Miller called him out. 1-2, swing and a miss.
Total of five now for Johnny Cueto.
Kick, pitch, Pollock deep to left. This will go. A.J. Pollock with a homer to left gives the White Sox a 2-1 lead. 2-2 pitch. Strike three swinging. You hear Liam pumped up. The Sox take game one of the doubleheader.
In the air, left center, back is Thomas. It's got a chance. Gone. Patrick Wisdom has tied the ball game.
He takes a quick jaunt around the bases. That's home runs in three consecutive games for Patrick Wisdom.
Schwindel drives one. Left field. Back is Peralta. Cubs have the lead.
Now he's going to sprint around the bases as well. They go back to back on back to back days.
Fly ball well hit deep to right. That baby's going to go. Tim Anderson booed all night here in New York, and he says, do you hear that? That's a three-run homer, and it's 5-0.
The Yankees lose.
Thank you, Ozzy. Yankees lose.
That's actually Big Poppy.
Oh, that was Big Poppy. I
Big
thought that was Ozzy.
Wow, it did
That's
sound like
David
Ozzy.
Ortiz bit.
Very
wow.
good. Very
well
good.
Done.
As a diehard Red Sox
Yeah, that's
player.
That's well done. That's a good Sunday of baseball.
That is a really good one. Nice job by Connor McKnight. He called the game yesterday because Benetti
cool.
was doing the Apple TV. Or no,
oh,
the Peacock package.
The Peacock package. Okay.
At 10:35.
Let's so not
he
call
was,
it that.
Exactly.
Let's not call it that.
So he was not there for that one. So Connor called it. Great job by Connor. And the White Sox sweep away the Yankees in a doubleheader win at Yankee Stadium. I still don't get the whole booing of Tim Anderson thing.
I don't either. I don't, as we discussed earlier, like Yankees fans rallying around Josh Donaldson makes me kind of want to throw
up
a
really
little bit.
You really want to die on that hill,
like
as you said?
Right? Like, what is that about? I don't, he's not, he's been there for a minute and a half. As many, like, iconic players as you've had, this is not one you want to be your shining star in the face of the team. He's
right.
not. He's not the face of the team.
He's not.
I'm not an anti-booing guy at all. Like, I think if a fan pays their money, they buy the ticket, you go to the game, you should be allowed to do what you want to do. I also think...
To a degree.
Booing
yes.
Tim Anderson last night is kind of gross. Like, that,
yes.
that's there's no good reason to be doing that.
Wait, you
None.
Said you could do what you want if you buy the ticket. At what's the line?
Well obviously, like, it. Physical assault, throwing stuff at somebody. I think, like...
How about screaming profanity?
Screaming profanity, like saying racist language, no way. But I mean, like, if you go boo, that's okay. Just, I think booing Tim Anderson last night, for given everything that's going on, was gross. That was a gross move by Yankees fans.
So was this a turning point in the season?
I think it can be, don't you? I mean, I feel like they losing on Saturday just added insult to injury. But then to, like, bounce back the way they did, they hadn't won there in several years. They just got beat up at home by the same team. And now they're in their house and they're able to put together two wins like that. I think that should make them feel very, very good.
Do you out there believe it was a turning point of this season? And do you think that Josh Donaldson should be suspended for what he said on Saturday? The commissioner is now investigating this. I got to think he's going to get some type of a punishment.
And I think we hear about it today. I don't think this is something that lingers into the week.
Agreed.
I think it needs to happen. It needs to be swift. There's no mystery here. He admitted what he said.
Correct.
And we saw what the repercussions were. So I feel like it should happen very fast.
How long would you suspend him for?
Probably 3 games, 4 games. That seems... middle of the road.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I said somewhere 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, maybe 5.
I wouldn't go longer than that. and then he'll appeal and you'll bring it back down. So he'll get like two games.
Probably two, yeah.
Something like that. Here is Liam Hendricks yesterday on Josh Donaldson's comments that this was just an inside joke between him and T.A.
Yeah, that's completely inappropriate. And then after hearing what was said after the game, usually you have inside jokes with people you get along with, not people that don't get along at all. And so that that statement right there was complete. But then again, my my feelings towards the individual in question are pretty well documented, the fact that we don't get along.
And here is Yasmani Grandal on Donaldson.
This game went through a period in time where a lot of those comments were made, and I think we're way past that. And it's just unacceptable. So I just thought it was a little low. And, you know, I want to make sure I got my team's back. There's no way that you're allowed to say something like that. It's just, like I said, unacceptable.
Did he deny saying it?
Well, what do you think? I mean, you deny it too. I mean, it's all about he, she. But, I mean, you can go ask him. I'm sure he's going to deny everything. And then maybe go on Twitter and tweet something out, just like he did with Giolito last year. But I guess he lives in his own world.
Wow.
Wow, yeah, those are some strong words. And he said he denied it in the moment, but he didn't then. He owned it, I guess, owned it.
He did?
I guess. It's very, he just has this, like, condescending demeanor about him that I just don't like.
Here is Josh Donaldson. If you missed it, Josh Donaldson called Tim Anderson Jackie for Jackie Robinson, and it enraged Tim, it enraged the White Sox. And as you heard Liam Hendricks say, there's no inside jokes when you don't like each other. There's right. No relationship.
There's no.
There.
Yeah, they don't have a. They're not friends. They don't. Correct. They're not even like friendly acquaintances. They're not any of those things.
All right. So first inning, I called him Jackie. So let me give you a little context of that. 2019, he came out with an interview, said that he's a new Jackie Robinson of baseball. He's going to bring back fun for the game, right? And 2019, when I played for Atlanta, we actually joked about that on the game. I don't know what's changed from, and I've said it to him in years past, not in any manner than just joking around for the fact that he called himself Jackie Robinson, you know. So, you know, if something has changed from that, like my meaning of that is not at any term trying to be racist by any fact of the matter. It was just off of an interview that what he called himself. And when we said that before, we joked about it, he laughed, whatever. As you could tell in our series that we've played, there have been multiple times where I've tried to defuse the situation. Like I took responsibility for the tag, wasn't trying to do anything there. Like today, just trying to defuse it. Like, hey, like make light. Like, hey, we're not trying to start any brawls or anything like that. Obviously, he deemed that it was disrespectful. And look, if he did, I apologize. Like, that's not what I was trying to do by any manner. That's what happened.
There you go.
It's just, if you're really sorry, just say I'm sorry. Not, I mean, if I offended anybody. Well, clearly you did, or we wouldn't be happy. I hate it.
Hey, Dion, if I offended you, it's kind of putting it on you.
Yeah, it is. Just own what you did.
Hey, Dion, I'm sorry what I said.
What I said.
It was offensive.
It was offensive, and I shouldn't have said it. That's what he should. Those were his lines there, but that's not who Josh Donaldson is. So we can't be surprised when he acts like Josh Donaldson.
It's also, you know, like if you said that it was said by some guy who's beloved in the clubhouse everywhere he plays, you would take it with a grain of salt.
Yes,
more.
Like this was, or you would believe that there was no ill intent behind it.
Correct. But when you hear Liam Hendricks say, I've talked to guys in four clubhouses, nobody got along with him.
Right.
Tells you who he is.
It tells you who he is, yeah. And he had to use too many words right there to justify what he did. But here's my question that I asked. And you said yes. So if it wasn't our team, if it wasn't our Tim Anderson, if it was a different player on a different team, say it happened out west, would we feel the same way? Would we be this upset about it?
That's a very good question. I think we would not be talking about it to the degree we are.
No, of course not.
We would probably go, yeah, that Josh Donaldson said that about the Mariners shortstop. We'd be like, Josh Donaldson's an idiot.
Yes.
And we would probably move on.
Right. Right.
But because it's our guy.
It's our guy.
And Tim Anderson is very well loved in his clubhouse.
And in our city.
In our city. He also felt like his manager had his back. And apparently he and the manager. And Tim, I was just reading another interview. Tim said, when we hired Tony, I was not on board.
Yeah, no, this is.
And now we text every day and he's become a very close friend. I love playing for this dude.
Yeah, I love that turnaround. Love Correct. That turnaround. I was in that same camp of like, what are we doing here? Like, what are we doing here? He's, why are we bringing him back? This makes no sense. And it's been awesome to see him come meet them where they're at. I didn't expect Tony La Russa, Hall of Famer, to meet his club where they're at, a generation behind him. And he's done that.
Correct. Here is Tony on TA after the game last night.
That sums up who he is. Not just my opinion, it's who he is. How special he is. But to me, it's when you talk about how special he is, you know, I'm honored people are here with Boone, but to concentrate on what you're doing, to go out there and get base hits in a close game, and the win that we, you know, couldn't be a great thing to have, and get the big hit at the end. I mean, this guy is, he's as good as anybody playing at that position, and one of the best players in baseball. So he deserves the recognition, and he deserves the respect that, you know, if somebody disrespects him, well, he should get upset. I know I would. And point is that when you talk about how special he is, just think about the game he had under those circumstances. And that made it special. But he's had that kind of game a lot this year.
That's Tony La Russa on Tim Anderson. So White Sox sweep the doubleheader in New York. Tim was booed throughout Game 2, did not play in Game 1. Do you think they've turned the season around? And your thoughts on a potential suspension for Donaldson? That is coming up at 312-332-3776. Be right back.
Cap J Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Rolling on the Cap J Hood Show, Dion Miller is with me this week. Hoodie is out of town. Enjoy your trip. But Wednesday will be spring trading, and the promos are Cap versus Sylvie. That ain't what's going down on Wednesday.
I don't believe that's what's going to happen. No, it will be just fine. It will be must-listen radio.
Yeah, we'll have a good
time.
But
it always is.
He and I have different opinions and different thoughts on different things in the sports world, and that's cool.
That's what makes good sports talk radio.
Right. If this is supposedly going to be this, you know, man against man, not going to happen on this end.
Oh, wow.
Not going to happen.
Of course not. So. I don't anticipate that. I do anticipate listening and enjoying listening.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It'll be fun, yes.
In fact, I would like to extend an invitation to Sylvie that I will pick him up.
Yes.
Because he lives around the corner from me.
Yes.
So I will be his Uber driver down to the station. And then at 10 o'clock when we're done, I'll Uber him back home.
That is a kind gesture.
So Sylvie, let me know. I'm using the 50,000 watt blowtorch to extend this invite to you. We could drive to the show together.
I actually heard Sylvie the other day. He said he was going to be driving here alone. He said he was going to be happily driving in by himself. He'll go to war with you in the studio, and then he'll drive himself
war.
Home alone after.
Pick battle
That's
words.
The promos. I mean, you heard Cap's own voice. He said, we'll see if he's alive when we're done.
Yeah, that was probably something they took way out of context. Because I am making it clear. Sylvie, if you would like, I will pick you up. I'll even have coffee for him.
Wow.
How about that?
That is quite the olive branch.
Once again, bringing coffee for everybody else but the guy who works on the show.
You just won $397.
Yeah, you can buy your own coffee, JR.
Somebody's jealous.
No, I still think you're a fool.
And I'm everyone jealous. Else out there, too. Bunch Filling of fools.
That right? someone is me. Yeah. I'm jealous.
So, 312-332-3776. Back to the discussion on Tim Anderson, Josh Donaldson, and whether this is the flashpoint for the White Sox moving forward that gets them going. Peter in Lombard. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Peter. Good morning.
Hello.
What's up, Sparky?
Yeah, so my opinion with the whole Donaldson thing is if you go to video and see them joking around, then I think Tim Anderson's wrong, but nothing should happen to him because he maybe didn't remember. But if you go to video and they're not even near each other on those games in Atlanta at Donaldson's talking about, I think he should be suspended then for blatantly lying.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's no context to what happened in Atlanta when this has happened before. And I feel like Tim isn't the kind of guy to like suddenly say to just suddenly change his mind that now he's offended by it. I also don't think that Donaldson is smart enough to have thought in the moment. This is, from 2019, I'm just always going to call him Jackie. Like, no.
Correct.
I don't think that that's real.
If you had said, hey, in the offseason, these dudes work out together.
Yeah, they're friends.
Hang out. No.
Tim wouldn't have been that upset.
Correct. Let's go to Josh in Evanston. Hey, Josh.
Good morning, Josh.
Hey, guys. How's it going? All right. So I heard Josh Donaldson's little, he gave his explanation of what happened in the history. First off, Tim Anderson, you're not Jackie Robinson, so don't refer to yourself as that. I do understand we live in the world of I am offended. If they have talked about this in the past, like Donaldson has said, then you know what? Everyone relax. Tim is a hothead. It's been a heated series. And yeah, Josh is a smart, he's a smart aleck. He probably did say it somewhat in a condescending fashion, but I just think it's a little blown up. Tim, you're not, he's a really, really good hitter. And he's playing great baseball, but he's not, don't refer to yourself as Jackie Robinson for one. And yeah,
why can't he refer to himself that way?
No, you don't refer, no, he's, Jackie Robinson's one of the greatest players ever. No one.
He called himself the modern day.
No,
I
don't hate that.
Disagree.
No.
Disagree.
You don't refer to yourself as someone who's great because you're not. No, you don't do that.
Disagree.
No, he's nowhere close as good as Jackie Robinson ever was.
He's not saying that. No, he's talking about bringing fun back to the game.
No, you cannot refer to yourself as that. No.
Disagree with
Nobody
you.
Can.
I disagree
no.
too. He was.
It's just like Aaron Judge saying, "I'm the modern day Babe Ruth." No, you're not. No.
Disagree.
Not even close.
Completely disagree. But you're entitled to your opinion. Thank you, Josh.
I feel like what Tim. I know what Tim was saying when he said this was that his whole change the game thing,
correct.
Right? Like he was trying to bring the fun back and make it different, like. Alter the way we watch baseball, which is what Jackie Robinson did.
Who asked him the question, and he said, yeah, I find the game boring.
Yeah. No, he admitted that.
Right.
Yeah.
He said, I play it. I don't watch it.
Right.
But I want to be able to. I want it to bring the fun back. Like when Christopher Morel hit the home run first at bat as a
goosebumps.
Big leaguer.
Yeah.
First of all, his backstory. Do you know the injury story?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. They thought he was going to lose his left eye. And they told him, you'll be out 2 years, and he came back in a year.
The joy of baseball right there.
And he threw that bat 20 feet in the air, and is bouncing around the bat. I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
It's the greatest reality show in the world. Sports.
I totally agree.
Live sports.
I know. And I love baseball, because on any pitch, everything can change. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Like, I was working the day, May 6, 1998. It was cold. It was drizzly. I'm like, oh, God, it's going to be freezing out here at Wrigley. Kerry Wood struck out 20.
Oh, my gosh.
Walk in the park thinking that.
No, you never know what's going to happen.
Never know.
It's the beauty of that beautiful game. You know what I loved was Orioles number one overall pick, Adley Rutschman.
Yeah.
Who, when they had that video of the manager telling him he was going to the big leagues, and then he hit a triple, and his parents were there. Oh, my gosh.
Amazing. Loved it.
Brandon Hughes,
the Cubs lefty. His parents are in the seats for his debut.
Yes.
Or the Pirates guy, Jack, what's his name? Sawaski?
Yeah, it escapes me. From
Sawaski,
I think. From here.
From Brother Rice.
Yes.
Yes. They're in the seats, and he gets a home run, his dad's crying.
Yes,
Mom's
I would
going
cry.
Nuts. Dad is crying.
It's amazing.
It was amazing.
I love that stuff.
312-332-3776. Ken in Evergreen Park. Hey, Ken.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call and say that that guy that was just on before is the kind of guy that Josh Donaldson and idiots like him love to take these little dog whistles, you know, and, you know, like, he intended to use that as a slur. He found that, or somebody that's like him found that, told him that he intended to use it as a slur. He knew it was a slur. Anderson knew it was a slur. And it gives guys like that guy from Evanston ground and cover to use words that Donaldson knew that was a slur. Used it as a slur. It landed like a slur. The team took it like a slur. And anybody that isn't looking to cover their butts for ridiculous racist crap like this understands what it meant. And that guy who just called from Evanston is the kind of guy that joins Donaldson in this stuff. It's exactly what he intended. He got that desired effect.
Mm-hmm. And
I would highly recommend
that you go out and read the Sports Illustrated article about Tim Anderson. Go back and research it and read it.
I did, and that's exactly what he meant, was that dudes like him, particularly as involved in the RBI program as he is, knows that he has to bring fun to the game to interest all these kids that are playing the game.
Ken,
that's
well
what
said.
He meant.
Well
and,
said.
And this guy, Donaldson, you know, comes and tries to turn it and twist it into a racist POS move, and he got exactly what he wanted.
Appreciate the call, Kenny. Thanks.
Accurate, Ken. That was an excellent take, for sure.
Let's go to Jacob. Hey, Jacob. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
What's up,
good
man?
Good morning.
Hey, so I think I'm on your guys' side, but my question is, like, is it okay for him to compare himself to Jackie Robinson? But then when Donaldson also says that he's like Jackie Robinson, it becomes racist? I'm just a little confused on your guys' perspective there.
Because they don't have a relationship. Tim does not like him. This is not your best friend where you're joking, right? What's up, Jackie? That's a different relationship. He dislikes this dude. You can't say that and not think there's going to be repercussion, period.
That's fair. I think that's fair, but it's just a tough spot. Like, so it's only because they're not friends that he's not allowed to say that, basically.
It's the intent, I think, and we appreciate your call, Jacob. I think there's intent there.
Well, I think, Jacob, if you saw the way that even started on Saturday when Donaldson made a comment as they're walking off the field, the way that Tim responded, you could tell that there was already tension.
Well, they had
because
a week
it happened
ago
here.
When he pushed him off a third.
Yes, and he said he was trying to relieve that by throwing out a word, like by calling him Jackie. The other thing that I will say about the brawl that we're seeing right now on ESPN was just about how Aaron Judge came running up into that situation, right? Why? Because he knows what Donaldson is like.
Correct.
That's what I think.
They all know what he's
they
like.
They all know what he's like.
All right, phone lines are red hot on this topic. White Sox swept the doubleheader at Yankee Stadium. Did they turn the season around from here? Is this a melding moment for that clubhouse and a flashpoint to go forward? 312-332-3776. Watch us on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago. Be right back.
What's up, everyone? Zetterman here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and you can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. Throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat same-game parlay each week. You'll get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. FanDuel has so many ways to play, and best of all, when you do win, you get paid faster than a fast break. Here's the same-game parlay I like for tonight. Heat at Shea's Boston Celtics. Shea, they better pull it out tonight because I'm betting the Celtics on the money line. I'm betting Jimmy Butler to go over 15 points, and I'm betting Jason Tatum to go over 27.5 points. If you like this bet, you bet $100, you're going to win $150. I'm bad at math, but if you bet 10, you win $15. If you're new to FanDuel, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with the promo code Zetterman to get get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Once again, the promo code's my last name, Zetterman. Z as in zebra, E-D-E-R-M-A-N. And if you already have an account, you're all set to bet, no sweat. Either way, you'll get up to $20 in free bets if your same-game parlay during the playoffs doesn't win. FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. 21 plus and present in Illinois. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet is $20 per week. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Captain Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho.
JR's yelling
JR,
at us.
JR, you gotta let the music breathe.
Relax. Nobody thinks we're not coming back.
Everything. We're doing a live radio show.
Of letting the music breathe.
We all have jobs here to do, Cap. Mine is to keep you on track. Let's go.
Yeah, well, the guy I report to is not you. I report to the long-haired dude.
Until
right 10 there.
It is. Let's go.
Oh, breathe. Yeah, everybody no relax. Shot. Everything's
anyway.
Fine.
Shane Orling's our executive producer. JR Strauss is the other producer. Today, White Sox swept their doubleheader. Do you think they've turned their season around? Mike's in Oak Forest. Michael, good morning there, Buttercup. What's up?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, Cap? Hey, I'm just so aggravated with this second to last caller. And when Anderson says he's, who cares if he says he's Jackie Robinson? You know, I go out and play ball with my kids. I hit a 3-pointer. I'm Michael Jordan. My kid hits one. He's LeBron James. I hit a home run. I'm Frank Thomas. People need to grow up. If he wants to say whoever the hell he is, who cares?
And you know I would recommend read the article. It's in Sports Illustrated from 2019, D.
I think so.
I think it's 2019 where he referred. You need to have the context, and we appreciate your call, Mikey. There, you need to have the context of how he said it.
He was saying in the manner with which he plays, not correct. Comparing himself statistically to Jackie Robinson.
Correct. Jackie was a pioneer, he said.
Yes, that's what he's...
And he was exposing the game to new legions of fans.
Yes.
And Tim wants to do that.
And that's what Tim is doing.
Correct.
I think my question for people on this whole situation is, what has Josh Donaldson ever done to suggest he should deserve the benefit of the doubt here?
That is an excellent point.
Well said. Let's go to Joe in Vernon Hills. Joseph, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Cap, to your question about whether the Sox have turned the corner, so to speak, you know,
I didn't say turn the corner, but can this be the flashpoint that gets them going?
Right. So here's my opinion. They have a little momentum after yesterday. The important issue is how many times have we seen a team who seemingly has some momentum come home and then they go like 1-5 on their homestand. I think this is a really important week to see how they do at home, to see if they, you know, have this momentum, they can continue it. Because I think if they have a good homestand, it'll continue on for the rest of the summer. That's just my opinion. I mean, who knows? We'll see. They have to stay healthy too, right?
100%. Good points. You know, they did complete a 5-3 road trip.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's like, well, you should have swept Kansas City. You're not going to sweep anybody 5 games.
No, not in a 5-game series. You're right. It was 5-3. And that's, I think that just the way that they finished, responding to the way the Yankees beat them up at home was the key to me, because the Yankees are a team that has clearly been the best of baseball through the first 2 months. So I think that's where you have to feel like they did something that's going to give them some momentum moving forward.
312-332-3776. Your thoughts on Josh Donaldson, should he get a suspension? And your thoughts on what this does for the White Sox moving forward. Let's go to Tommy on the south side. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy. How you guys doing? Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Okay, well, first things first, let's give Josh Donaldson the benefit of the doubt, just for the heck of it. Possibly he did say that in, you know, a baseball conversation. But given the context of how he said it, during the scuffle or argument, it meant what it meant. And I'll go along with the last caller that pretty much said it was an obvious slur. But now, with that said, did this turn the corner, or is this a possible turn the corner for the White Sox? Definitely. Obvious winner, Tony La Russa.
Why?
Pretty
Tell
much
us why.
He lost the team. He was the main culprit. They didn't know. He didn't know what was coming or going. He was the main culprit for all the Sox failures and mishaps, and they didn't know if he could be the guy because he was in question from the start.
Yeah.
He's the only one that spoke up and clearly called this racial. He risked everything to say that in the public media, but that shows where his heart lies at with the team and only with the team.
Yeah.
So this is definitely the catalyst.
Yeah, the one thing I would tell you is that he was the culprit to the fan base or the media.
Yeah.
In that room, those dudes love him.
They do.
And it was
obviously
before this. They have a very, very good thing going in the room. Now, again, you can have great culture all you want. You don't win games, nobody cares.
Right. Agreed. But they have all the pieces there, and I think that having this moment of rallying cry, I do think that's what it is. I really do. That whole, like, bonding moment. They're on the road. They're able to pull out these two huge wins in face of all this adversity. And even what La Russa said about everything that T.A. was dealing with, everything, because he is an emotional guy. That's what we love about Tim Anderson. He's an emotional player. He wears his emotions right out there on his sleeves. You saw him silencing the crowd after he hit that home run. But he's a leader in that room, too. And I think that's something that really spoke to me this week.
Do you remember last year when they had to take him out of the lineup down the stretch because his legs were bothering him? That's the other thing. Tony would not let him play both games of the doubleheader yesterday. Tony rested. Remember when Ozzie made his comments? And Tim Anderson is on board with this plan, trying to keep his legs fresh, which apparently become an issue. So maybe while we're all passing, you should be in the lineup every day. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
I will say what I think Tommy was trying to say was when Tony got hired, it was a lot of talk about, will he be able to relate to the younger players? Can he relate to the diverse personalities in the clubhouse? And I think, like, to his credit, whether you have issues with how he's managed the bullpen or the lineup, the one thing he's done really, really well is relate to the young players and relate to the diversity in the clubhouse. And yesterday, or Saturday, whatever day it was, when he was in the office, and he was the only one that was like, what he said was a racist comment. To Tony's credit, he's been great at the things people thought he would be bad at.
Yeah, agreed. And Jose Abreu said that when Tony got hired, he knew nothing about him.
Like, who? Nothing. Wow.
He said, I knew the name.
Right.
And Albert Pujols called him and said,
really?
Listen to me. You're going to adore this guy. You're going to love playing for him. He's
no
the best.
No kidding.
Yeah.
See, that's awesome.
So, and T.A. said, I was not on board with this.
No.
And now he's one of my best friends.
Yeah. And there's a mutual respect there.
It's cool.
That you can see.
Let's go to Tony. Tony's next. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You guys sound fantastic together.
Thanks.
Appreciate
so
you.
Thank you. I am a diehard Yankee fan, and I am completely upset with Donaldson and this entire situation. I don't think he is a racist. I think that comment is unnecessary. What if Judge would have got hurt in a fight if something would have broke out?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an Anderson fan. I wish the Yankees would take a bigger stance on this and either suspend him or get rid of him. That's how upset I am.
Wow.
I think what he did was he built so much momentum for the White Sox. They would have swept him if he would have just kept his mouth shut over the weekend.
Well, appreciate the call. Thank you. Have a great rest of your day and a good week.
See, that's a Yankees fan who understands.
He does.
He understands.
312-332-3776. Who had the worst weekend is coming up.
Oh, I cannot wait for this.
Yeah, it's a fun segment. Let's go back to the phones and grab Sean downtown. Hey, Sean.
How you doing, Cap?
What's
doing,
up?
Dion?
Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. Look, guys, I just wanted to speak on the whole T.A. Josh Donaldson situation. It's really sickening because Josh Donaldson has been the biggest tool bag that the MLB has ever known in the history of the sport.
And he knew exactly what he was saying when he was making those comments. Jackie Robinson is to be revered in our sport. He is a pioneer. He is a groundbreaker. He is someone that his very mention of his name should be with the utmost respect put behind it.
Agreed.
For Josh Johnson to use Jackie. Hey, Jackie, what's up, Jackie? He knew exactly what he was saying. He was saying it very facetiously, and he was using it in a very racial connotation. And Tony La Russa, which I'm not a fan of the White Sox, but this has kind of garnered a little bit of a, I guess, a goodwill toward them. And La Russa, he came out and said it for what it was. It was racist. Mm-hmm. He knew what it was. Josh Johnson knew what he was doing, and that's why the TA and the Sox, they didn't take, you know, too much appreciation to it. And MLB needs to drop the hammer down on Josh Donaldson.
Agreed.
Because we know what you were doing.
Sean, thanks, man. Appreciate
Thank you
listening.
Sean.
Have a great week. One more real quick. Justin in Dallas. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, Cap, Dion, I hope everything is good with you all. So I wanted to weigh in on this from a different perspective because I feel like the Yankees, the organization, and the fans, The fans knew that it was wrong. I mean, why were they yelling? Why were they chanting Jackie, Jackie? And it irritates me because if everybody remembers, the New York Yankees were one of the last teams to integrate and bring African-American player. They tried to hold out as long as possible. I think it was embarrassing. I really think they should come down on the Yankees organization. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen.
No, that won't happen.
Right. Well, I think it's embarrassing. But I'm not going to say what I really want to say because this is a family show, but Josh Donaldson, like, come on, bro. Like, this is the South Side. You're not just going to disrespect and then get away with it and then try to clean it up like it was cool. That's my take.
Justin, thanks, man.
Thanks, Justin.
Have a great week. One quick note from our friend Ryan McGuffey.
Yeah.
Okay, the Yankees have the second best record in baseball since May 1st.
Okay.
In the American League. 13-6. The Astros are 16-4 since May 1st.
Wow.
The White Sox have the third best record in the American League.
Do they
since
really?
May 1st. They are 13-7. Third best in the AL.
Wow. Thanks, Guff.
Progress.
That is progress.
There you go. Who had the worst weekend? You'll love it. Next.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie. Bah, bah, bah,
bah, bah. And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Swept by the Pirates.
We can only ask or wonder that he is asking some departed relative for forgiveness for this atrocious performance.
Falling in an outhouse? Or maybe a dose of instant karma?
The evidence would lead me to believe that he did not break the plane before getting rid of the ball. And who knows what's going on inside that helmet?
It's time to find out who had the worst weekend on Cap and J-Hood.
All right, Shay came up with this bit, and we like it. We do it every Monday.
It all started because, like, what was it, a month ago, the Cubs got swept, the White Sox got swept, the Bulls got eliminated, and it was like, what the hell are we going to do?
Well, no, it actually started the because Bulls it 3-1. Was your wife's birthday.
That, too, and I passed
and you
out
passed
on my
out
toilet.
On the toilet.
With my pants around my ankles. I didn't even go to the bathroom,
Drunk.
Dion.
You passed out.
My wife said she helped me off the toilet, and there was nothing in it.
And it was her birthday.
Yeah, that was bad.
That is, you need to plan a spontaneous trip. And just hand her $397
Correct.
Just for her time and her efforts.
It's a lot of money for a guy like me.
Crazy.
Send her on a spontaneous trip by herself.
All right, start it.
All right, let's start with famous skateboarder Bam Margera. He's actually kind of an inspirational story. He recently got through rehab and has been working on his sobriety. He was at an AA meeting, and across the street was a skate park, so he thought he would go showcase his talents. He tried a trick, broke his wrist, dislocated his elbow. The injury was so bad, his arm bent backwards and his bones nearly broke through his skin. And oh, by the way, because of his sobriety, no pain meds.
Oh. Well, he can't take pain meds because
he'd get addicted.
Wow. Well, that's bad. That's an awful weekend. That's an awful just moment all the way around.
Horrific.
Okay.
Top it. Let me hear you top it.
Yeah, is there anything better?
Yeah, this guy wishes he were David Emanuel Kappen. Rufus Peabody is a professional sports bettor. He had $500 to win $150,000 on Pereira in the PGA Championship.
Mito Pereira
had a lead on the 18th hole, hole 72 for the tournament. And what did he do? Double bogeyed in the drink.
Right, so
that was brutal.
Okay, so I had tickets on Rory McIlroy,
okay,
and Justin Thomas, and then I played Matt Kuchar at 150-1, and he made the cut, and he had a good tournament, but wasn't going to win. I turned it off. I'm like, oh, this Pereira dude's 3 up. I'm dead.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'm watching the White Sox on my phone. I'm looking at the Cubs, and my Twitter notification pops up. Somebody says something. Oh, my God, we may have a 3-way playoff here. I'm like, what? Nick! My son Nick and I turn the TV on, and there's a ball in the water. And I'm like, this got to be from a different day. He's like, I think that's live.
Oh, that's where you turned it on?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And oh, my gosh, the theater that developed from that moment.
Take the drop, and they said he has tree issues. And then he hits it toward the green, but it goes over.
Oh, it was so bad.
And then he had to basically chip it in to win the tournament. He goes too far past. If he misses this, he's not only not going to win, he's not even in the playoff.
He's not even in the playoff. He led the whole thing. Oh my God. Oh my gosh, that's a bad weekend.
Imagine you have a $500 ticket to win 150 grand.
Okay, but they had to have offered him a buyout. Did he not take the buyout?
Well, you're not supposed to. A lot of pro bettors will say you shouldn't do that. You should just find another valuable bet to hedge because you don't want to give whatever book their money back. I don't know if they offered him a buyout or not. It appears he let it ride because he posted this after the fact. And he had, $500 ticket to win 150 grand. I mean, you talk about spontaneous trip. You got two strokes in hand on hole 72 with 150 grand on the ticket. You're probably starting to plan a spontaneous trip.
He had one shot.
And then one stroke in hand. And then it all gets ripped from you because a double bogey on hole 72.
Wow. That's bad. I don't know if it's as bad as the injury and no meds, but it's bad. Because he had to have had a few drinks.
So
after.
Do you remember Jean Vandeveld? You're probably too young.
I know that name. Why do I know that name?
Hey. Yes, I remember Jean Vandeveld.
Jean Vandeveld, what year was that? He's at the British Open, same scenario, but I think he had a 2-shot lead going to 18.
Okay.
It's over.
Yeah.
Tournament's over. He's going to win the claret jug and the millions of dollars and all the ads he's going to get. And
1999.
And he hits it into some really thick rough. And they're like, I remember the analyst saying, do not try and hit this ball toward the green. Just chip it back out to the fairway. Nope. He hits it like 4 yards. Oh. Then he hits another one.
Oh, my gosh.
Next thing you know, he makes triple bogey and he's out. Goes from winning it to not even tied.
That is so
painful. It's on YouTube, and it's so heartbreaking. The little preview picture has him with his pants rolled up standing in the water.
Oh,
trying to hit it.
Heartbreaking.
Yes. Cost himself. That's heartbreaking. And you never heard from him again. He never made a run, I don't believe, in a major.
Wow.
Will you ever hear of Mito Pereira of Chile again?
Maybe. I don't know. Interesting. I thought the saddest part was Tiger withdrawing. That was really sad.
That was
hard to watch.
I was just going to bring that up as the last kind of sad worst weekend story. Tiger having to withdraw. And now there's like talk of he'll never be able to golf pain-free again. It's very sad.
We're very overreactionary.
We are, society. Aren't we? Because it's like he's 5 months removed from, he should have been dead.
He shouldn't even be on the court.
He should have been dead.
A modern Marvel miracle.
Very lucky. All right. A lot of fun. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes. I'm very excited about that.
Look forward to it. Dion's here with me today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Sylvie and I on Wednesday.
Yep. It's going to be a good week.
You got it. Have a great rest of your day.
Happy
great
Monday,
start to your
you
week.
Guys.
Happy Monday. Great start to your week. For Shay, JR, for Dion, I'm Cap. Greeny's show is next. Take that.